Figure skating demands everything. Blood, sweat, tears, broken bones, while promising little in return. For 26-year-old Jasmine Santos, the ice has become both sanctuary and prison. After her pairs partner abandoned her 2 years ago, she's been clinging to the shattered fragments of her dreams, practicing alone while younger skaters whisper about her failed career. The Lukov Ice and Sports Complex, where she trains, displays countless banners celebrating Ivan Lukov's achievements, 5 national championships, 2 world championships, Olympic medals, while none bear her name. This daily reminder fuels her resentment toward the overachieving jerk who seems to have everything she's ever wanted. When teenage skaters gossip about how she always choked in competition, it cuts deep beneath her tough exterior, revealing the vulnerability she tries desperately to hide. Life changes dramatically when Jasmine receives a summons to the general manager's office. There, Ivan Lukov and Coach Lee wait with an unexpected proposition. They want her to be Ivan's new pairs partner for the upcoming season. The offer comes with conditions. They need to fix Jasmine's image with more smiling, improved social media presence, photo shoots. It's clear they see her as a project rather than a partner, and the arrangement would only last until Ivan's regular partner returns from her break. Despite these terms, Jasmine recognizes this as possibly her last chance at competitive skating. The animosity between Jasmine and Ivan spans a decade, beginning when she was 16 and he 20. Their relationship soured when Jasmine bluntly told him his Chiquita banana outfit costume was but ugly. Despite Ivan winning his first national championship in that outfit, they devolved into constant sniping. She called him bitch and Satan. He told her she was too old to get anywhere. Their history makes partnership seem impossible for a sport requiring absolute trust. Yet beneath their hostility lies grudging respect. Jasmine acknowledges Ivan's talent while resenting his success, and Ivan has been tracking her career more closely than she realizes. In pairs skating, the female skater puts her life in her partner's hands. Having sacrificed everything, Jasmine now faces her greatest opportunity, even if it means working with the reincarnated version of Lucifer. Her warning that this could be a trick reveals her fear that this partnership could either resurrect her career or become her most public humiliation. Accepting Ivan's offer forces Jasmine to confront her sacrifices. Her family became her only support system after losing her previous partner, pulling her back when she tried to isolate herself. Now, she fears becoming that absent person again if she returns to intensive training. When confiding in her mother, Jasmine receives concern rather than excitement. "I barely made it last year without getting arrested," her mother admits, worried about her reaction if someone else hurts Jasmine. Yet her advice is clear. "You should do it, but don't sell yourself short. He's not doing you a favor, you're doing him the favor." Jasmine chokes up, admitting how much she misses competing, something taken without her consent. Her mother cups her cheek, promising protection. "No girl of mine is a quitter, and whatever happens, you're more than this sport." Their partnership begins tensely. When Jasmine falls during practice and Ivan offers help, she remembers how he once cruelly withdrew his hand years ago. She rises alone. They practice side by side, exchanging hostilities. Ivan calls her meatball while she responds with sarcasm. Coach Lee intercepts their insults and demands they make the partnership work both on and off the ice. She creates a joint social media account and insists on a unified front. Jasmine resists pretending to like Ivan, especially if it suggests they're dating, but Coach Lee clarifies she just wants them to appear respectful and friendly. The first thaw comes when Jasmine's car won't start, and Ivan offers a ride, suggesting they might get along if they tried. At her family's home, Jasmine notices him giving her sister a genuine smile she's never seen before. Later, while babysitting, Ivan proves surprisingly natural with the children, even changing a diaper without complaint. The turning point comes when Jasmine learns her mother was in a car accident but didn't call to avoid bothering her during training. Consumed by guilt, Jasmine recklessly pushes through jumps without warming up until she falls. Ivan carries her off the ice to his private room, making her hot chocolate with almond coconut milk, a small kindness that breaks her defenses. Jasmine breaks down about sacrificing everything for skating, missing high school, prom, boyfriends, and resenting family events that interfered with practice. What hurts most is feeling these sacrifices were worthless since she's never won anything. At 26, she has no degree, minimal savings, and lives with her nearly bankrupt mother, all for mediocre finishes. As she spirals into self-loathing, Ivan pulls her against his chest, whispering she's the best figure skater he's ever seen, the most athletic, strongest, toughest, hardest working. When she protests that winning is what matters, he promises, "You and me, Meatball, we're going to win if that's what you need." The nickname now carrying affection rather than derision. As they train together, their relationship unexpectedly transforms. When Jasmine falls ill, Ivan shows surprising tenderness. After discovering she's receiving stalker messages, his protective instincts emerge, and he insists she stay at his house. There, Jasmine meets Ivan's 5 pets, 3 dogs, 1 3-legged, a pig, and a giant bunny, revealing his softer side. Over dinner, Ivan confesses he's known Jasmine since childhood and wanted her as his partner for years, admitting he cut contact when she chose another partner. In a heartfelt moment, he declares, "You matter to me," explaining that after being blackmailed by a teenage partner, he never brings partners home. Their progress halts when Jasmine suffers a serious ankle injury. When Ivan confronts her about isolating herself, she confesses feeling guilty about ruining their competition schedule. Ivan kisses her, promising the injury is temporary. Jasmine realizes she loves him completely, silently vowing to win his deserved championship. At Skate North America, Ivan gives Jasmine a pink leather bracelet inscribed, "To Meatball, from your best friend, Ivan." In the tunnel before performing, his shoulder massage calms her. As they take position on ice, Ivan unexpectedly mouths, "I love you." Jasmine nearly loses balance. When questioned, he casually repeats it, adding, "You suck, Meatball," before their music starts. Her heart pounds, realizing Ivan loves her regardless of the competition's outcome. After their program, he kisses her nose on the ice, publicly. Years later, after Olympic victories and retirement, they watch the 2026 Olympics with their 3 children. 9 years into marriage, they've built their dream life. Looking at their accomplishments, world championships, national titles, Olympic gold, Jasmine recognizes their greatest achievement was finding the right partner in every sense. Their journey from bitter rivals to devoted partners proves that sometimes the person who challenges us most brings out our best.